When will I, be famous? Oh, hello. Sorry. Didn't realise I was recording. Hello, my imaginary friend Simon here. It's Wednesday, the 21st of April, still 2010. I'm driving home at the moment and just heard the latest instalment from the Northern Bloke. Also good to hear Ruth, R2UK, is audio booing now, and I'm quite apprehensive and intrigued, and well, just generally looking forward to hearing what Ruth has to say, because I must admit, when I first raised this whole subject on Nipper News, the subject of fertility and natural selection, that sort of thing. When I first raised it on Nipper News, and when I've raised it subsequently on my audio booze, Ruth is one of the people that I had in mind as one of the people that I didn't want to offend, and I'm conscious that I may have offended her as possibly one of the people. I feel like I said it because Ruth is quite open about the fertility problems that she and her husband have faced together, because they do a fertility podcast, they did do one anyway. It's turned into a couple cast parenting podcast sort of thing. I'm certainly aware, and I was aware when I first said it that if it wasn't for fertility treatment being available, then little Catherine wouldn't exist. And likewise, you know, the implications it has on medicine as a whole, if it wasn't for the medical intervention that was done when I was born, to keep me alive and make sure I survived, despite being 6 weeks early, then, if it wasn't for that, then I wouldn't be around still, potentially, and my little Emilio and my little Henry would never have been born. So it's an emotive, when it gets down to the individual people that have benefited from these medical interventions. It's pretty horrible to think that if what I was saying, what I'm implying, is that that I don't believe in fertility treatment, that's kind of the implication of what I'm saying, that I would be I would deny Ruth and John from having their little Catherine and indeed splodged on the way. That's not what I'm saying at all. That's probably a horrible thing for me to imply, and I don't know. But at the same time, I think on an individual basis, I don't, and you know, in terms of fertility and medical intervention as a whole, of course I support these things happening, but I just have this kind of weird academic idea in my brain of a dystopian future where the middle class and upper classes of society are unable to have children without fertility treatment that they pay for, undoubtedly there'll still be working class people who can't afford fertility treatment and procreate like mad so that they can get child benefit. I'm digging myself in another hole now. Shut up, stop digging. I'm gonna shut up now. I'm looking forward to hearing what Ruth has to say, so I'll leave it at that. Thanks for listening, take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.